every class of young confirmands studies articles of faith, history, and the Bible during a two-year structured program. On their confirmation day, they make a small presentation that represents part of the work they have accomplished. This work is intended to encourage their curiosity and their interest in matters of faith, and to equip them with critical thinking skills as they seek to follow Jesus. This year, the confirmands explored their own faith beliefs about God and the church, and used those explorations to make statements of faith. So based on that work, on the exploration of the Articles of the Creed, they will make their statements of faith, which are inspired by this gospel lesson.
The gospel today is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 16. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil things against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
That was the wrong translation, too.
And this is my faith story. I have full confidence in the Holy Spirit and that God is always with me. For example, I like being in nature a lot, and it makes me wonder about God and His creations. It seems as if He made everything for a reason, for the earth, and about all of His creations, and that makes me think about my faith and how important it is with God. For an example, I think of it in one way, old trees in the forest and young trees. The young trees represent the new children starting up in church, in confirmation, and learning more about their faith as they start to grow, and learn more about what God has to offer towards them. The older trees represent such adults that have learned their faith and religion and have passed their religion down to the youth and will become fully involved with the church. I think that it is important for people to learn about their faith and the church for the religion they are in, involving people with the religion they are in to spread the importance of believing and bring the word of God to them. The church, and especially confirmation, will show the importance of having a good heart and always making the right choices in life to assist yourself and others in a better way that makes everyone happier. I believe everyone should do the same for everyone and spread the goodness.
My name's Natalie, and I was baptized on January 5th, 2003 by my grandfather, Pastor Milton Rood, at Faith Lutheran Church in Calgary. I continued to be raised in my Christian faith by my parents, Lisa and Laverne Rood, here at Lutheran Church of the Cross. The biggest question that has bothered me today, bothered me about my life today as a member of this congregation is if I had been born to a different family of different beliefs, would I ever have made it here today? I always wondered if religion is like politics. Although children are free to make their own decisions in life, they often find themselves following in their parents' footsteps when it comes to political opinions. Confirmation to me is when you take ownership of your beliefs. Although both my parents grew up in Christian communities, not all their siblings continue to attend church later in life. While visiting family on vacation, Sunday mornings are spent apart, and I feel torn between seeing them and attending service. I also found that I'm not as keen to visit unfamiliar congregations while away from home. This made me realize how strongly my faith is tied to community. When surrounded by fellow Christians, I feel more confident and comfortable in myself. Last weekend, myself and two others from this congregation participated in Logos, a retreat created to inspire growth and leadership in young Christians. The three of us from ELCOC were put in a group with two other youth from Calgary. At the beginning of the treat, when asked to discuss our faith, a word was hardly spoken across the table. I know I feared how I'd be judged that day. It was pretty awkward. The funny thing is, though, near the end of the retreat, when we were given time to ourselves, after having suffered through countless discussions, we all sat down together and did the one thing we'd been terrified of only a few days ago. We talked. We were reminded that weekend of God's grace. God accepts us for who we are and asks nothing in return. Maybe that's why we all decided to open up in the end. We realized that if God has already accepted us, why should we fear the judgment of others? Another experience I had was at Clay 2016, a Canadian Lutheran and Anglican gathering. Before this event, most of the Christians I knew were from ELCOC. Outside of this church, I didn't come across many who shared my faith. I felt rather isolated in my faith. Going to Clay was eye-opening for me because it made me realize the enormity of Christianity. Imagine hundreds of teenagers just like me praising God through modern Christian pop music. I was hit with the sense that Christianity is more than a tradition rooted in the past, but a way of life that's thriving all throughout the world today. It made me feel small, yet part of something so much bigger. My other obstacle is how I understand other faiths from my Christian perspective. My best conclusion is that in a way we are all right and wrong. Somehow we all ended up with different pieces of the puzzle that makes up God, and we all understand certain truths. So why am I Christian? Maybe because I believe that we hold the biggest piece of the puzzle. God is love. I believe that faith is not about comparing yourself to others. It is about your relationship with God and how you can become your best self by following in Jesus' footsteps. Scripture is a roadmap created by people who witness Christ's life on earth. It guides us through our everyday Christian lives. Although we may not all agree on every single detail, the general ideas put forth by the Bible are rather clear. Because of God, we've all been made equals, and anyone can enter into God's kingdom, simply by God's grace. Confirmation has led me to this conclusion, and although I don't know everything, I know what path I want to follow in the future. I hope that I may grow as a follower of Jesus. I think the fruits of the Spirit are excellent reminders to help guide my actions and judgments towards others as I continue on my journey.
is Blake Craven, and this is my faith story. God is active in everyone's life, whether they see it or not. I always hear people telling stories about asking God why they let someone in their family die. I believe God does everything in our lives for a reason, and it will work out in the long run of life. God has done some stuff in my life that I would have preferred him not to do at the time, but it ended up being a learning opportunity for me. I see God very active in everyone's future because he has a hand in everything. I see him doing great things in all the compromised lives. My story is about people I grew up with, and I have a very strong connection with my grandparents. We always have a great time together and have lots of fun. I have many great memories with them in it, and often think about how my life would be different if they were not in it. And I'm so happy they are. I see how they have showed me about who God is and how they want us to be generous and selfless towards others. I see myself taking after them in many ways, and they are one of my biggest mentors in my life. Overall, I see God having a very large impact in all the confirmants' lives.
I'm Justin Bailey, and I'll be telling you about my faith story. I see God at work in many different places. One of my favorite places to be is in nature. My family go out camping often and see what God has created, because there's always something new to explore. There's always something new to learn about God and his world. When I became a scout, I learned many new ways to live in nature. I see God in my scouters when they take me to camps and teach me survival skills so I can enjoy nature safely. They have taught me how to make fires, build quinsies, and many other shelters so I can be safe in nature. Nature is quiet, peaceful, and calming. It can also be surprising, exciting, mysterious, and loud. Seeing the geysers and bubbling pots at Yellowstone reminded me of God's surprising and mysterious personality. I'm fascinated when I watch fish smoothly glide upstream in a river with hardly any effort when we work so hard to trudge through the water. I also enjoy taking photos of nature when I see God at work in waterfalls, sunsets, and animals. My dog, Bridget, is a part of nature. She shows me unconditional love, just like God, and I like to pet and snuggle her first thing in the morning, just as I wake up and start my day. By exploring and learning about nature, it has made me feel like I'm a part of God's natural world. When I'm on top of a mountain, it makes me feel big, but then I realize at the bottom of the mountain, I'm just a little speck. It makes me wonder if that is how God sees us all. We are all small parts of a bigger plan. I am glad to have had the chance and experience in nature, and now I can help others learn about nature too.
My name is Michaela, and this is my faith story. Throughout my entire life, my family has had a very strong church presence. I was baptized just over a month after I was born, on January 5th, 2003. We have attended services almost every Sunday since then. The beliefs of the Lutheran Church were ingrained in my sisters and I from a young age. Even my extended family, my grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins, are very involved in church and active in their faith lives. In some ways, because of this, I found it harder to answer questions about my faith and beliefs than perhaps someone who had joined the church when they were older. Why do I believe in God? Why am I Christian? The obvious answer was that it was what I'd been taught and how I was raised. It was because my parents and relatives believed in God. But as Pastor Laura and Pastor Phil reiterate so often, Confirmation is about claiming my faith for myself. As I thought about the questions we were asked, I realized the reason I believe in God, in forgiveness through Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection, and in the Holy Spirit, is because of the examples of God's love all around me, in the same people who raised and mentored me, and in the experiences I've had as a youth in the church. God asks nothing of us in return for his grace, and his love has no qualifications. God forgives us no matter how much we sin and gives us free will. Yet God is still very present in our lives, working through us for peace and shepherding us to do God's will. Having the opportunity to attend the 2016 Clay Youth Gathering in PEI was a big step forward in my faith life. Although it was really inspiring to worship and learn alongside so many other young people, what I thought was the most meaningful were the small group devotions. I was in a group with Isaac, Nai-Chang, and Matt, who was our leader. I remember one evening that we spent walking around Halifax before finding a spot to do our devotion. We talked a lot about how Jesus values and loves everyone equally despite our imperfections, doubts, and flaws. We each promised to try to do the same in the coming school year by not judging and labeling people, valuing them equally. That made an impact on me because it was such a clear modern example of how we could live like Jesus did. During that week, I also found the leadership of Matt, Paul, and Nijik very encouraging. They were all past the age of youth group, but had come back to mentor us and share their faith stories with us. Some of the most valuable conversations I've had about Christian faith have happened as a result of structured discussions getting off track during youth band practice or confirmation. Often our pastors don't have any answers for us, but in a way I find this reassuring because it means that I don't have to have all the answers to be able to pursue a relationship with Christ. This is very true within our congregation. There are so many different programs and Bible studies led by ordinary people who don't have all the answers either. During one particular confirmation class, the question came up during a discussion. How do I know if what I believe is right, if so many other people, most of them wiser and older, believe differently? Again, Pastor Laura didn't have a clear answer, but she did say that Christianity is one of the only faiths where we don't have to prove ourselves to God. God loves and accepts us into the kingdom of heaven unconditionally. That really resonated with me. I think that too often we take God's grace for granted. It is such an extraordinary gift. I don't know everything about God, but I do know that God loves and forgives me, and that that's enough to work towards a closer relationship with him. Without the loving parents and family that I have, it just might have taken me longer to figure it out. Like all the leaders within our youth group, congregation, and global church, after confirmation, I plan to be active in the church and continue to grow in my faith.
My name is Matthias, and this is my faith story. The definition of faith is to completely put trust into a process or something you love, which is exactly how I try to see my relationship with God. In writing my faith story, I've looked really deeply into God's work and realized he has provided me with many privileges and opportunities to walk in faith since my birth. My parents both grew up in Christian families, and with that, I've had strong mentors in my grandparents and their Christian backgrounds. My Nana and Papa, who live in Saskatchewan and are here today, have always supported me in my faith, and they pray for me regularly. My Grandma Wendy and Grandpa Tom, members of this Lutheran church, have also been excellent examples in their walk with God. Another big influence on me is my mentor, Scott. He's helped me understand God a lot better and been there for me whenever I needed to talk. I'm thankful for my family and friends because they have done many things in my life to encourage me to lead a life of kindness, perseverance, and trust in God's work. I was baptized as a baby at Christ Lutheran Church in Calgary. I grew up attending Sunday school occasionally, but recognizing the importance of leading a Christian life because of our family. I haven't always been attentive to God in my life, and sometimes it has taken some challenging moments to recognize Him and thank Him. Just recently, I had a major stay in the hospital, and it was fairly serious. It was in June of last year. I had a serious infection that landed me in the hospital for 10 days. I thank God for protecting me and guiding me through that experience and back to health again. It was also amazing to me how many people prayed for me during that time and how the power of God's love was evident. I've played a lot of sports, and God has gifted me with athleticism, particularly in basketball. I want to be a strong example for other athletes so they might be able to see Christ's strength through me. This Bible verse also speaks to me about keeping the real prize in mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 27. Do you know that in a race all runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as if you needed to get the prize. Everyone who competes in this race does strict training. They do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not go in like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I push my body and make it my slave so that after I've preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Through my process of being confirmed, I've realized how much I've seen God's love and work in my life, mostly shown through other people. They've helped me understand my faith and to assist, love, and be kind to others, but also to work hard in everything I do. I know whatever happens in my life, my family, friends, and most importantly, God will be there by my side.
Chang, and this is my faith story. I see God all the time in my life, but I've more recently started seeing Him the year of 2017. Last year, I was in grade 8, and grade 8 was, hands down, one of the worst years of my life when it came to school. People in my class were very racist, my school friends weren't really there for me, and always made plans without me, which had me feeling left out. And I was honestly really upset a lot of the time, except when I came to church and did activities in confirmation, youth group, faith lens, etc. I felt like I was a part of a family that is the church. But because I spend 5 or less days at school weekly, I began to lose myself as a person, and I always dreaded going to school. Then one day my friend texted me at 12:30 a.m., and she sent me Psalm 62, verse 5. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone, my hope comes from Him. That's when I realized all I need to do is trust in God and take a break from trying to find myself and to just trust that God is going to lead me through everything. And if me having go through bad things is God leading me, then so be it, because that made me the stronger person I am today. And it kind of blew my mind how much I needed the scripture at the time. And I really believe my friend sent it to me through God. And I also find it amazing that God writes all of our stories. God is the author of our lives, and we are the main character, and God wants to be in your life. There are 7 billion people in the world, and God plans out all of our lives out, step by step, word by word, person by person. It's all God. And I find that absolutely amazing, knowing that I'm important to God and many other people in my life shapes me as a person and makes me so proud to worship God. And that's something I'm more than thankful for. Being brought into the church was my parents' doing, but becoming a part of the church was God and I. I think today will be a turning point for all of our lives. Most of us have spent 1 to 2 years coming to confirmation every single week, week after week, every Tuesday. And it's really paid off. I'm able to see my life in ways I never thought I could with confirmation and just being a part of this church and going through this journey with God. I find has made my life a lot easier and happier.
I'm able to enjoy every single thing I do, and I'm grateful for that.